The Ninja Logs, File 001, written by of Evangeline, read by Hell Penguin. Ninja Log Day 1. There is dense foliage overhead, and it won't be long before I'll be alone in darkness. The map showed no signs of life in this area when we first walked through the gate, but Rodney soon attracted hostile locals by sheer force of magnetic irritability, evoked by a lack of blue jello for dessert before the mission. Said hostiles ambushed and separated our unit. My team's MREs are probably long devoured and their P90s seized, as mine were, but I take comfort in the fact that Ronan must be really, really angry. He can kill with his hair, and can survive on tree bark and small animals for some time. I'm not entirely positive, but I believe I can hear Rodney mewling in the distance. They must have taken his power bars, or they're torturing him with sleep deprivation. He's a miserable man without naps. Strangely, I think I sensed Hala nearby, but every time I scout the area, there are only trees. Still, my senses tingle. I should camouflage myself further, but all I got away with was an extra black shirt and clean underwear. Somehow, I will use these to destroy my enemies. Ninja Log Day 2. Apparently, trees weren't made for sleeping in. I woke up feeling like I had a new orifice on my face from where I'd passed out on a budding branch. Sunlight filtered in through the canopy during the day, so I took advantage of it to scan the area. I located my team northeast of the gate in a little clearing seemingly designated to hold hostages. They wouldn't have been kept alive if the hostiles didn't want anything further from us. Though what that could be, I have no clue. They didn't see us come through the gate, and they don't look like they know how to work a toaster, much less an interstellar transport device. So as far as they're concerned, they've already robbed us to the bone. The guards doubled at nightfall. I had to conceal myself more thoroughly and eliminate all sound from my movement. My extra shirt, now a makeshift ninja mask, allows me to do both flawlessly. I am a shadow amongst shadows and a whisper in deaf ears. The voices in my head tell me not to ask how, but to just believe. Ninja Log Day 3. The locals haven't given up on their search. They've been scouring the area for a glimpse of me, but I've evaded them by blending into shrubbery and imitating puddles. I don't think there's any chance of getting reinforcements through the gate with so many people milling about. This is one mission I'll have to pull off on my own. All three of my team are bound, but only Taylor's not gagged. Maybe the locals revere females so as to allow even a rogue woman free speech. Or perhaps they just wanted to block the source of the relentless griping, a.k.a. Rodney, and keep Ronan from gnawing off any stray limbs that might wander to his me space, as he calls it. My teammates look haggard. They won't be able to escape into the gate fast enough if I liberated them now. I'll have to somehow slip them something to eat for a little boost of energy before the breakout. Ninjas, on the other hand, never get tired. I think I'll run along the floor of the nearby lake for a warm-up. Breathing is for the weak. Ninja Log Day 3, Supplemental. I found sugar canes on the other side of the clearing. Some people might say they're hard as rocks, but I like to think they have a pleasant crunch. I've split the canes in halves so my team can easily suck out the sugary juices. Now I just have to throw the stalks into their mouths without drawing attention to either them or me. My A is awesome. Ninja Log Day 4. I do not sleep. I wait. And I'll do so until the confusion of the guard switch at dawn. Then I will attack. Ninja Log Day 4. Supplemental. It all happened so fast. It could have happened faster, but I slowed myself down to below the speed of light so my team could see I was there. I flicked a bear out of the way to get to Rodney, who started screaming as soon as I pulled off his gag. He must have been so relieved. His screaming stopped when Taylor called my name, and he blinked in surprise, which I took as a warning that someone was behind me. I stunned the guard with a look of such intensity the tree behind him withered into dust. Another showed up, and I threw my extra pair of underwear to obscure his vision. I got the others free, and we ran to the gate just as more guards started popping up. While they dialed, I let out a breath of fire to keep the hostiles at bay. On the other side, Rodney said, "That was hot." Ninja log day 5. According to Carson, there was something in the lake water that I've been drinking since we first got to that planet. Rodney said there was neither a bear nor fire breathing. There was no extra pair of underwear. I don't believe him. And I'll show them all. I just have to wait for my ninja mask to go back from the laundry.